what if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, deep inside the Queen Mary. In a place tied to its past, she felt someone behind her and turned to look. What she saw or didn't see was something she still can't explain.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, yes, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them, and be sure to press subscribe wherever you are listening to this podcast right now so you don't miss any of our ghost stories. We put out many episodes every single day of the week. We've been doing it for more than a decade, if you like ghost stories, welcome. You found a lovely place to visit. It's Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. I love the Queen Mary. That was always like, that's my very fond Unsolved Mysteries episode. When I think of something, I think of Robert Stack on the Queen Mary. That to me is just like creepy Halloween at its best. Never been on the damn ship. Always wanted to go, but
I want to go. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been on it.
No.
I think I don't know if I could spend the night. Maybe.
I would.
I don't know.
It's just one night, Carol, right?
I get scared.
I'd love to. I mean, I don't know what the current status of everything is there, but we had the, I don't know what he is. What would you call, like, the captain of the ship? I mean, it was a guy who like ran it or was like the head of it for a while. I don't know if he's still there on the Grave Talks, probably like a decade ago. But it was an interesting conversation. He didn't much care to talk ghosts at the time, though, which I found rather interesting, considering it was a ghost show and that was the premise of the interview. And it's a big part of their thing. He seemed to kind of think it was more, in people's imagination. But I don't know. I would, based on the sheer amount of people who've had stories off of that thing, right. I would beg to differ.
And I did an interview with Nicole Strickland. She's written a couple books on the Queen Mary. And so mm-hmm. We did an episode and we did dive into the haunting stuff.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
Do you think a lot of times people who run places like that, and even hotels, while they hear the stories and all that kind of stuff, excuse me, a lot of times they don't have the experiences themselves. And maybe. So they kind of, you know, like, eh, the staff thinks this, or, you know, we've had guests that say that, but blah, 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 you know?
Yeah. I don't think he was like actively trying to cover anything up. I just don't think he probably had the experiences himself, right, and probably wasn't, you know, we all know there's certain people who, it's a spooky topic. And it is a topic that, I'm going to use this phrase that was used actually earlier today on Hidden Killers. If it's something that threatens someone's identity or sense of security, and if your identity is this is fake, this isn't real, this doesn't exist, and it's kind of spooky to think about if it does exist, because that might make you rethink a lot of things about your genuine belief system, you avoid it. You don't address it. You just you brush it off as it's, you know, people or whatever. It's, you know, fun, whatever. And I think some people, you know, I think a lot of people go through life with that sort of an outlook, and that's fine. That's kind of the vibe I got out of it with him. He was a nice guy. He was interesting. I don't know what he does now. I don't know if he's still there, but it was the first time I think most of us ever heard of the term EVP. Yeah. Was in the bow of the ship, because the ship had gotten into an accident years prior, and its bow had crashed into another ship. And there had been, I think, some people on the ship died in this accident. And the EVP that was caught from the bow of the ship recreate, it was the sound of that accident almost, I believe, if I remember right. It was on that episode of Unsolved Mysteries way back in the 80s.
I think too, with locations like this, some places play off that. That's their draw, right? Mm-hmm. We were actually just talking about a place that a couple of us are aware of, Carol and I, and they play on the fact that they are haunted. And then there's locations that are haunted and they don't even want to talk about it. We don't want to promote it. We don't want any teams coming in. We're never going to say that this stuff goes on. There seems to be two schools of thought there. One, use it to promote your business and bring people in. And the other one is, we did a theater in Milwaukee a decade ago and had some really nasty stuff go on there.
Yeah.
They would not sign off on the footage at all.
Yeah.
Would not, because they did not want people to know that it was haunted.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me that still goes on.
I can see it though, because they're afraid that some people are going to be afraid to come in, and so they won't. But then if you don't bring it up, then they come in and have an experience, and I don't know.
I think it's a missed opportunity at this point. Like, if you're a business and you don't want to lean into it, at least a little, you don't have to like make it your identity, you know, but like Grand Hotel on Mackinac also, they don't want to lean into it at all. At least the last time I ever looked into it with them. A lot of other, I mean, that's an island that has a lot of ghost stories, and a lot of people do lean into their ghost stories, but they do not touch it. I mean, it's a higher clientele, but still, like, everybody likes a little, you almost want a ghost story in a place like that.
Right.
But they don't touch it. They don't like that. But I wonder if that'll change. New ownership these days. I don't think the family owns it anymore. So I don't know if that's adjusted or anything. We're actually talking about going on our honeymoon there.
Really?
Yeah. To go and stay at the Grand, which would be neat. I've done it a few times, and it's a cool, it's the closest thing to being on the Titanic, I think, that one could experience. I mean, it's not a ship, it's a hotel, but it's of that era. The architecture is so to the period, and it's not embellished in like a modern way. It is what it is. And
is that the place where you get dressed up for dinner? Like, yeah. I remember you going someplace once where you had to get all dressed up, because I remember Harper looking super cute.
Yes. Yeah. It was, you know, it's coats and dresses, evening gowns after a certain hour. And they have their dining room is, I mean, that's a part to me that like, you can look up pictures of Mackinac Island and the Grand Hotel and the dining room. And the pictures there, when you look at it, it reminds me of pictures of the Titanic, the way it was kind of laid out with the pillars and just everything. And it's the services that people are in. They have uniforms and outfits that are very much to the period. It's an interesting place. I was actually there one time by accident, not truly by accident. I was there at a specific time by accident. I was there, went to dinner at the hotel, was not staying there, could not afford that. But I took my date to dinner there, and we got to the hotel, and everybody is dressed in period clothing.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the fuck did I just walk into? Because it's really weird. Like, I mean, people dress nicely, but it's modern in terms of the dress. It was the Somewhere in Time weekend at the hotel.
Oh, so they're all like 1920s.
I didn't know it. I'm sitting at the bar and I'm talking to this guy and I'm like, what's going on here? Do you know? He's like, oh, it's the film I directed. And I talked to like the director of Somewhere in Time. I don't remember who it was. And I also met Jane Seymour was not there that year, but
damn,
the old man from Seinfeld. Remember the guy who would take Kramer's records? He was also played. He played the old man on the airplane. He played the old man in so many things on Home Alone. I forget what his name, the old man from Seinfeld. Let me look him up real quick. He was a token old man through the 80s and 90s.
I was thinking, Carol, Tony, you know, like Tony's going to go on his honeymoon. You and I show up just for the hell of it. But I don't know you that well, Carol, but I would say that you and I are probably more t-shirt jeans kind of people, yeah. Right? Yeah. That's what we would show up at. Like we'd walk in with our t-shirts and jeans on and go up to the bar and have some beers.
And during the day, that's okay. What is his name?
Yeah. And then we would just find a bar at night.
That'd yeah.
Be- yeah.
We don't it's have to funny. Stick around with the hoity-toities. We're just going to go have some actual beers.
What is his name? Bill Irwin.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Just look up Bill Irwin. You'll recognize him right
I'm
away.
Doing that right now.
E-R-W-I-N. I met him at
oh my gosh.
Yeah. I
know him from a Golden Girls episode, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And I got to talk to him for a little bit. We talked about Seinfeld, actually, because he actually won an Emmy, I think, for that performance.
Damn.
On there. And yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I mean, I was expecting it was like going to be an exciting night at the hotel to have dinner, but I was not expecting to walk into that shit show. And it was, they had like this grand gala and everything out like in the... like the lobby, but like the porch area with all this food and everything. And people didn't know that we weren't there for that. So we just participated in that too. It's like mountains of shrimp and thing like, oh yes, we're here for this. Never mind. We're not quite in period attire.
Our
but.
Bags got lost. And so we had no choice but to wear what we were wearing. Yeah. On the plane.
Years later, I did go back to the hotel and they had a Titanic weekend that I did go to on purpose.
Is that the one where y'all got dressed up? Was Titanic
yes.
weekend?
There was, yeah. Yes, that was that
I
one.
I remember some Titanic thing with
and them. They, and everyone was in period that time, including ourselves. And, they did the most tacky thing in the world.
Wow.
So there's like the dinner and they serve the menu, like actually exactly what was on the menu on the last night of the Titanic, which I found to be pretty neat. And then to simulate the iceberg hitting the ship, this is like something out of a horrible comedy. They go throughout the evening and then at a certain time, they try to make this realistic. all the server, I'm not making this shit up. I wish I was. All of the servers have their trays and they go out to like the middle of the dance floor and the lights go off. And then suddenly they throw all the trays on the ground and they're filled with ice. So ice cubes go all over the place.
I literally was going to make a joke about throwing ice cubes out.
They fucking did it. And you're just like, what the fuck did I just see? And Harper's a little kid and she's kind of freaking out. I'm like, we can go, honey. We'll go out the room. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And all these people are really into it. And they're just like, this is like so authentic. And I'm like, this is so creepy and tacky as shit. I mean, it's like, are we going to have like a 9/11 dinner in 100 years somewhere? And they're going to, you know, hit. I mean, it's because I'm not trying to make fun of either or. I'm saying that's how absurd it is.
Yeah.
It's like thousands of people fucking died in this. And we're like throwing ice cubes in the air and having dinner, you know, and spending how many thousands of dollars, you know, to do like this is fucking insane. So there was that. That kind of made me go, that's a little weird.
The story took a very strange turn because it started off being Tony Bruschi's complete, excuse my terminology, wet dream. And then it turned into this huge, huge debacle, you know?
Yeah, of course. As everything does. Like,
oh, they did something really tacky. If they threw out ice cubes, I'm going to lose it. And sure enough, that's what they did.
Ice cubes on trays and silverware. And then silverware. They mixed it so it would sound more metallic.
They want the noise. Yeah.
Yes. And like, who the fuck had this idea and said, that's a great idea. Let's do that.
I don't know if either one of you had ever seen it, but on Saturday Night Live a couple of years ago, one of the characters or one of the actors came out on the news as the iceberg from the Titanic.
Okay.
So he was dressed as the iceberg and he's saying about how there's so much more to him than what just hit the Titanic, right? Yeah. So he's just doing this big monologue. It would have been even better if like somebody came out dressed as
an iceberg.
The iceberg.
There's always tomorrow.
Carol, if he goes there for his honeymoon, we're going to hire somebody to follow him and his lovely wife around as the iceberg. Okay.
What's that for? It's just the iceberg that's following us. That's all. It's okay.
And then he'll come walking up and your wife, yep, will be like, what the F is that? And you'll turn around and be like, ouch, it's the iceberg.
Yeah, it's a fucking iceberg. There's so much more to the iceberg than meets the eye, by the way.
Fucking Carol and Todd. They told me they were going to do this shit.
They're going to hire an iceberg to follow us. What?
Yes, they did.
The hell's wrong with these people?
Look, I've got a great idea for a wedding gift, Carol. I'll give you a call later.
Because I've already thought about it. What do you get, Tony?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell you get him. But now I think I do know what you get him.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, should we
go to the selling pieces of the iceberg on eBay? I bet you could do that shit and people would buy it. They'd probably be like, really? Yes. Yes, these are real pieces of the iceberg. Let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Oh, hold on just a second. I'm almost ready.
We're listening.
My name is Ashley, and I'm calling from Burbank, California. My mom and I work in haunted houses every year, and we have for a very, very long time. My mom has been doing it for 32 years, and she's got all kinds of amazing stories. And this last year was my 23rd year, and I've got all kinds of amazing stories. Well, one year, we ended up working at the Queen Mary in their haunted house, which is called, I think that year it was called Shipwreck. So that year, my mom was actually the head of costumes, in addition to scaring. So we got to know a lot of the kids, a lot of the scarers pretty well, because most of them are, you know, 18, 19. Throughout the evening, we would go through and give candy to the cast, just sort of as a good job. You're doing a good job. Thanks for staying in your spot. You know, keep scaring them. Go, everybody. So we would take a break from scaring and we'd go into the ship and give candy out. So we were very familiar with the ship. And there's this one section. It's pretty deep inside the ship. And it was where they would put the soldiers that were critically ill or injured when they were crossing back and forth during the war. And there were actually a couple soldiers who died in that area. And right now it's very gray. It's sort of dark and low. You can go through it during the ghost tour. It's very cool. Anyway, so we were walking through that area. My mom was in front of me, and this was about halfway through the month. So we had been through there lots and lots of times, and we knew exactly where all the little hidey holes were and what actors should be in there and, you know, how to get their attention. So we were in between two groups. My mom was in front of me, and it's a long pathway, and then it turns to the left and goes into another room. And we're walking along, and we're going, candy, hey guys, you want any candy? Because sometimes, you know, the actors are hiding and they don't want to be seen by the group. So, you know, they're hiding, right? So I'm calling out and nobody's responding. So I thought, okay, well, maybe an actor went to go to the bathroom. And my mom is ahead of me and she goes to turn the corner to go into the next room. And all of a sudden I turn around and look behind me. I didn't hear a noise. I didn't hear like a shuffle or a footstep. Nobody said my name. Nobody said, hey, Ashley, I want candy. I just felt like I had to turn around because somebody was there. And so I did. And I turned around and probably standing about maybe 2 feet in front of me was a man. And he was about a head height taller than me. And he had blue eyes and he was quite thin. He had curly hair that was tight on his head and he was wearing sort of a grayish uniform, but he wasn't there. I couldn't see him. I could see him in my head and I could feel him physically in front of me, but he was invisible. There was nobody there. And it freaked me out and it shocked me because I knew he was there to the point where I knew exactly the angle I had to tilt my head up to look into his eyes. But again, there was nothing there. It was just air. And so I thought, well, I'm crazy. Must be somebody else in here. So I leaned sideways to look further down the hallway to see if anybody else was there, which doesn't make any sense because there wasn't anything I could see standing in front of me. So my body should not have reacted by leaning sideways to look around this invisible person. And I didn't get like an angry feeling. It's just more curiosity and sort of like a, why are you here? You shouldn't be here, but it wasn't angry. It was more like, I don't understand why you're here. And I called out and I was like, Mom, somebody's in here with us. And she walks back around the corner and she goes, whoa. And I said, I know. Then I turned around because I didn't feel threatened and we had to give candy to the rest of the cast. So I turned around and took a few steps and I felt the person walking behind me. And then I turned the corner and he was gone. And that's one of the ghostly experiences in the Queen Mary. Maybe I'll have my mom call back later and tell you guys another one. Great. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
That's creepy.
Actually experienced that? Because I think it's interesting how she so physically responded to something that wasn't there, but it's there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't see it.
But she knew it was there.
Yeah, she knew it was there to the point without even thinking. She leaned to look around it. It was that kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy.
To me, it sounds like it was there. Like, you know, yeah. At least for a split second or something. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was working at the station that Tony and I worked at, and I came in very early in the morning to get ready for the morning show. And I walked into one of the rooms And there in front of me was this thing. It reminded me of like watching TV late at night when they had turned off the transmitter and everything's very fuzzy and grainy. But I saw a guy standing there. It was just for a split second. And he was dressed in like almost like a conductor's cap and overalls and all that kind of stuff. It was literally a split second. If you would ask me if that was there, I would have to say, I don't know, but I did see it. Mm-hmm. But it was just so fast that it was like there and then gone.
What part of the building?
Do you remember there was a, toward the end, there was a little area where the fax machine, the copy machine and the mailboxes were. Mm-hmm. It was an office.
Okay.
And I had walked in there to make copies, as yeah. I always did. And that's where it was standing. Mm-hmm. But I was freaked out for the rest yeah. of the morning. But again, it was one of those situations where I would say I didn't see it, but I know mm-hmm. that I did.
Yeah. Makes you want, I mean, there were, that building was a lot of things. And it was like more than 100 years old too, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a saloon. I think it originally was like a saloon in like a hotel, you know, type deal. So God knows, you know, all the things that went on in within those walls over those years.
Right. Yeah.
But is it something from that? I mean, do you think that buildings like that, I mean, the way you're describing it, because you said it would kind of remind you of like a TV transmitter and it's kind of fuzzy. Do you think buildings like that, buildings that have a lot of electronics, buildings that are radio stations, TV stations, are they beacons for that kind of thing to go on there because of all of the electronic energy that is being processed through all the equipment?
Well, knowing how that place was wired.
That's true. Never thought of that.
I could have been watching a rerun of Sanford and Son, the way he had that place wired up. I don't know. It could have been Fred Sanford standing. But yeah, I don't know. I do think sometimes that plays into it, but man, I could have sworn that was there and it was only there for a split second and it creeped me out for the rest of the day.
That's close to the area where another person we worked with, Sam, yes. said that he was in the main studio with the fish tank one and looked back. And at the time there was a little glass on the door and you could just see out the little window. And he said he swore he thought it was our old boss walking down the hall towards the dead end in that general vicinity, which would have just gone to like an equipment room. And he went out, it was like Saturday night. And sometimes he would stop by on Saturday nights because they'd be at the bar and then they'd come by. And it was like pretty much every Saturday night. Right. So it was like, it was just, you know, clockwork. Like, oh, you go out. Hey, nobody's thinking anything weird. It's like the time I heard the keys and goes out there. Nobody's there. And there's no way he would have just walked by down that hall and not said anything. It's just,
right.
And then, I think it came in later actually. So it's that same area where something was seen. Have other people seen, I've heard a lot of stories of the building where people have heard things. I've had the hearing things, never seen any. Does anybody else have any Mm-mm. seeing things stories in there?
No, that's yeah. about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Creepy place, but it's home.
Yes, it is.
It's radio home. 855-855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. If you want to access to the bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, you can get it on Apple Podcasts or premium channel there. Patreon, search Real Ghost Stories online. Get us there. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts. We do appreciate that. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories online.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except Hotels.com.
I was going to say,
yeah.
Hotels.com, because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay. That tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay. That tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer, it's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for Hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's Hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except Hotels.com.
I was going to say, yeah. Hotels.com, because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay, that tracks.
Hotels.com, it's all in the name.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer, it's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for Hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's Hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for Hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's Hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Al llegar a los 50, ya había aprendido algunas cosas, como el valor de la familia, la importancia del trabajo y que el 99% de las personas de más de 50 ya tienen el virus que causa la culebrilla. Aunque no todas las personas en riesgo la desarrollarán, yo sí la sufrí. La erupción dolorosa con ampollas duró semanas, haciendo que incluso las tareas más simples sean todo un reto. No aprendas sobre la culebrilla de la manera difícil. Habla hoy con tu doctor o farmacéutico. Patrocinado por GSK.